Good morning, dear friends. So nice to be with all of you at the start of 2018. So I think we can all appreciate that what has allowed a deepening of our practice here, you know, to wake up maybe earlier than we might normally wake up and to sit many more hours than we might normally sit in a day and to be in silence for, you know, days on end and walk slowly back and forth, morning till night, has been the presence of a community. That we probably wouldn't easily do this on our own. Is that right? And pay to do so. I think one of the biggest things that can support us as we leave the retreat is to really invest in community, in practice with others. It's a huge motivating factor. And there's a story of the Buddha and his attendant Ananda. And Ananda was saying, "Isn't it true, Lord, that spiritual friends are half of the holy life?" And the Buddha said, "No, Ananda, they are the whole of the holy life. They are really what allows us to keep going on this path, is to have others to practice with." So you may have a community in your local area, a meditation group already, or others who practice awareness in some form or fashion that resonates with you. So I would really encourage you to stay connected to them if you already are, to deepen your connection. And if you aren't, if there isn't a group, consider starting one. Consider connecting with others. Maybe there are others from your area here at the retreat, or people that you know of, friends, colleagues, that you could sit with, that you could practice with, read a Dharma book together and study it. Thich Nhat Hanh has shared that to build Sangha is the most noble task we can do. Really seeing yourself as the light, like we sang last night, each of us with our candle, that you're bringing something out into the world from this retreat. I shared this in one of our groups. When I was a monastic, we had a Dominican friar who would come and do retreats with us, a wonderful brother Brian. One of the monastics asked him, "Well, what do you do to protect yourself when you go out into the world from the monastery?" Because in our tradition, when I was a nun in Thich Nhat Hanh's community, you'd always go with another sister if you were a nun, or another brother if you were a brother, to, you know, help you keep your focus on your practice. So one of the monastics asked him, "What do you do to protect yourself?" And he said, "Well, I don't think of it that way. I don't think of needing to protect myself from the world. I think of how can I bring my love into the world." So as we think of leaving and continuing our practice, how can we see it not as needing to protect ourselves? Although that's important too, but offering our love, offering our mindfulness, our energy. It's a kind of protection to bring love. So when I think of what's really helped me post-retreat, I think one of the things is to not expect myself to be like I was on retreat, to not compare, "Oh, I was so slow and mindful. Now I'm all speeded up." It's a different environment, and so the expectations will be different. So even though things are going to be speeded up and life is going to get more complex, can we bring mindfulness to that? And like Hugh was just sharing, no matter how carried away we get, we can always come back and start over and forgive ourselves and bring our mind back to this moment. So another thing that is helpful for me is to do my best to bring moments of stopping throughout the day. To pause before I eat and just feel my body, relax my body, be grateful for the food. And as often as I can, I also try to have at least some part of my meal which is just eating the food, not eating my emails or the newspaper or TV or radio, but just eating the food. So simplifying, even if it's just, you know, the first few bites of a meal are without other distractions included, you know. So there's lots of little ways to pause, even in a busy, very busy life. You know, going to the bathroom at work, you can take 3 breaths. Yeah. Nobody's, you know, nobody should be watching you. Should be a private time. So take it. Take the rest. It's called the rest room for a reason. Yeah. 3 mindful breaths. You deserve that. You can afford to give that to yourself. You know? So look for where the natural pauses are, right? The natural transitions. And make those, you know, deepen into them. The red light, if you're driving or on a bike, when you're stopped in line and you can't do anything, even though you want to, use that as a moment of pause to remember, I have a body. Can I feel my body? You know, can I let this be a moment of rest? So I think those kind of little pauses help us remember throughout the day so that we don't come to the end of the day just with a lot of accumulated tension. And last thing I'll say is just in my encounters with a number of you in the group interviews and one-on-one, I was so impressed to hear so many people sharing that they have a regular practice of daily sitting. And almost everyone I encountered, I was really very encouraged by that. I think we all have experienced the difference in a day when we begin the day or early on in the day we sit and the days when we don't, right? We know how different that is. So just to encourage us to all build in whatever way we can, some regularity of practice, whether it's at the beginning or the end of the day or maybe both. Doing that actually helps to remember to pause throughout the day. I have a practice to turn off my cell phone all the way off at night, and I do my best not to turn it on until after I've done my practice in the morning, unless I'm using a guided meditation on an app. But I try not to look at anything else. I just do my practice, and then once I'm really ready to start the day, I get engaged with texting and emailing. But so, you know, thinking of ways to support yourself, also by, you know, restraint with technology to help you really create that space of beginning the day with intention, with care. Any other things that you'd like to know about me, you can find out on my website, kyrajewel.com, with other activities and retreats. That's what I'd like to share about continuing the practice. Thank you.